The changes to city code offered by Councilmember C. Denise Marcel would have provided protections for a variety of groups. But Marcel pointed out the opposition, often citing scripture, focused solely on the protections for gay, lesbian, and transgender people.
So if you want to say that gay and lesbian people are subhuman, say that. But to say that they should not have a due process to law is wrong, in my opinion.
The measure would have made discrimination in employment, housing, or public accommodation grounds for a civil suit. At the July meeting, Councilmember John Delgado told those fearful of litigation, just don't discriminate. Wednesday, Councilmember Buddy Amoroso called that unrealistic.
Judge rules Christian facility cannot ban same-sex civil union ceremony. This was Ocean Grove, New Jersey. New Jersey has what we're basically talking about today. Richland, Washington, state sues florists who refuses to decorate gay
weddings. Would have applied to businesses. Religious organizations would have been exempted under the measure proposed for Baton Rouge. Councilmember Chana Banks Daniel called that hypocritical.
If we're saying it's wrong, let it be wrong for everybody.
Councilmember Ronnie Edwards said the implications of the fairness ordinance were just too far-reaching to be decided by the 12-member council, suggesting it should be put on a ballot.
I don't believe that this day, August 13, 2014, is going to be the end all of this issue.
Amy Jeffries, WRKF News.